Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM Latte. Jeremy Warner, and it's Monday.
Monday, Monday, Monday.
It just doesn't sound the same, does it? Coming off a weekend series at Busch Stadium, I was there Saturday, watched Albert Pujols crush a home run in the 12th inning. We both agreed that you probably need to walk him in that situation with two outs. Sunday, then, he turns around and does it again. We both agree that you don't walk Albert Pujols in that situation.
Because he was leading off the top of the inning.
Nobody out. I'm telling you, 80% of the time, that leadoff walk scores. So you can't do that. But, boy, a lot of callers, Scott Warman, have said you've got to walk Albert Pujols. Scott Warman from KMOX and Cardinals broadcast team. Scott, what do you do in those situations?
You walk him.
Well, that sounds
simple. Here's why you walk him yesterday, guys. Look at the Cardinals lineup.
Right, true.
No Berkman, no Holiday. Rasmus had already batted. I mean, granted, I mean, you got guys like Alan Craig and Descalso and guys that have come up big that you didn't expect. John Jay was up next, but after what you had just seen and what he had done during the homestand, you walked a guy, but it's the Cubs, so what do you expect?
That's what I think, Scott. I mean, I just think a good hitter just took advantage. I mean, especially Rodrigo Lopez. It seemed like he was just an 89-mile-an-hour fastball, I think he threw at him.
Something like that. Cubs got some problems. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, Scott,
they got issues, man.
They do. And what are they? I know we're here to talk Cardinals, but I know you know, Scott, a lot about baseball and the NL Central especially. What is going to happen to the Cubs in the next year or two?
Man, I don't even know. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to start. Now, I'll say this, that I am impressed with the two youngsters in the middle of the infield. I like those two guys. And I've always been a fan of Soto behind the home plate. But, you know, I've never even been a fan of Ramirez, even when he was with Pittsburgh. Now, I think he's turned it around a little bit with Chicago, but still, I mean, he kind of, he's a loafer from time to time.
Yes.
He just kind of drifts. I mean, you've never gotten anything out of Alfonso Soriano, who, you know, we were even talking about this over the weekend at the ballpark, who, you know, for the most part of his career when he was with the Yankees was a second baseman. We all know, no matter what, he's never been a great fielder. Maybe second base is more appropriate for him to play than left field. I mean, I know he's not playing right now. And then you got Zambrano, who obviously, I mean, he can bring it. I mean, yesterday was a perfect example of Carlos Zambrano, the great pitcher that he is. But, you know, what happened after the game, that's the other side of Carlos Zambrano that you have to deal with. And the Cubs are stuck with them. Nobody's going to take these guys with their astronomical contracts that they have. And I don't know if anybody would really want to deal with a guy like that. To me, Zambrano is a perfect example of Terrell Owens. Why would you want a guy like Terrell Owens, who is an incredible football player, an incredible athlete, but you got all the baggage that goes with it? And I think Carlos is the same way. Great pitcher, but a lot of baggage. They got issues in the north side of Chicago. It's going to be an interesting few years for those poor Cubs fans up there at Wrigley Field.
Talking Cardinals and Cubs with Scott Warman of KMOX Sports and the St. Louis Cardinals broadcasting team. We thought about this too, Scott. I mean, with Albert Pujols seeing what he's seeing from the north side, and we're thinking that they're going to be players in these negotiations, do their failures really help the Cardinals here with negotiations in the future?
Well, you know, and I might have told you guys this before, I really don't think, unless the Cubs threw just a ridiculous amount of money out at Albert Pujols, I never really got the feeling that that would be a distinct possibility. My fear has been, no matter what, even if Albert Pujols had slumped for the entire 6 months of this 2011 season, I still think that Arnie Marino and the Angels are the real players for Albert Pujols. That is my gut feeling. I don't have any insight. It's just what I believe. And just talking to people who know a lot more about the game of baseball and been involved for years and years and years agree with my assessment. They think the real player in this whole thing will be the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles or whatever the heck you call them. I think they're the players, and I think you have to sit back. We're all excited. I think what you saw over the weekend, not only is, you know, I think Albert Pujols is back. I think he is. We're going to talk about this tonight on KMOX, by the way, too. Because everybody else is talking about it in the region about Albert.
Sure.
But the thing of it is, again, you have to reassess your whole situation. Are you willing to spend the $25, $27 million on Albert Pujols and cripple the rest of your team. I mean, it is a tough, tough decision that the Cardinals really seriously have to make. And I think the one thing that you saw the first 2 months of the season is Albert wasn't hitting like Albert, and this team is still pretty good. That doesn't sound good for Albert. But I think the other thing when you look back at this weekend with Albert and him especially doing it at the right time with, you know, Berkman getting the shot, right, not being at his 100% with his wrist, and Holiday being on the DL, the emotion from Albert Pujols, and I hope Cubs fans don't think that Albert was showing up, because I don't think Albert was showing him up, because he's really not like that, except when he looks at his home run. Albert was just, I think, releasing a lot of pent-up emotion that he has had through the first 2 months of the season. I don't think, guys, honestly, he'll never tell you, but there's no doubt that the guy is as good as he's been for 10 years. He had to be frustrated what was going on the first 2 months.
And Scott,
no
way
if ands or buts about it.
That's what stuck out with me was, yeah, we've seen him hit homers. The homers you knew were going to come back, but it was that emotion, the high stepping.
Right.
I don't know if he was doing it because, hey, I'm making more money now. I don't know if it was that. But I don't know if I've seen Albert Pujols with that much emotion on the field in front of everyone.
I honestly, guys, I think that was just, you know, man, it was just a release for him. You know, he finally broke through. I think and Mike Shannon was even talking about it during the broadcast, even before Saturday and Sunday. He talked about it Thursday and Friday night during the broadcast. He's like, I'm telling you, you can see it. You can see the way he's hitting. He's going to break through. And, I mean, heck, if anybody knows, Shannon knows. I mean, he's been in the game for, what, 50 years or whatever,
a long
as a player
time.
And a broadcaster. He would know. And I think you kind of got that sense also from some of the people with the Cardinal organization. They really felt that Albert was eventually going to break through.
Scott Warman, Camo X, can you hold with us through a break?
I can hold on with you, boy.
Awesome. But when we come back, I'm going to ask Scott, is this one of the best jobs Tony La Russa has done? They've dealt with a lot of injuries. They've dealt with a slumping Albert Pujols. Adam Wainwright's out for the year. And the Cardinals are 11 games or 12 games now over 500. Is this one of the best he's ever seen out of Tony La Russa? We'll do that next. Hey and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Tay and Jay Show. Lance, Jeremy Warner. Talking with KMOX's own Scott Warman. And Scott, thank you, first of all, for holding through the break. We appreciate this. I mentioned as we went into the break.
Wait a minute. Stop. Hold on. We got to call a timeout.
Okay.
So you went to the game on Saturday, and you didn't come by and see me and Claves.
You know what? Here's the scoop. Saturday
is a special day for him.
Day of festivities with a lot of people. I don't think Lon would have wanted to go to the KMOX booth. Does that make sense?
So in other words, what you're telling me is you had a cocktail party and you didn't invite Claves and I. Now I'm even more ticked off. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know,
you really dug up for yourself a bigger hole.
Shoot. You know, it's one of those where, yeah, I didn't want to make a fool of myself, right?
Hey, I do it all the time, so what the hell?
I want to fit in well on the KMOX booth. Well, Scott, the next time I come down to the St. Louis area, I promise I'll be letting you. I'll give you a heads up. Does that sound good?
You do.
I will, and I apologize for that.
Do you bring Jeremy down, or you just let the poor guy, you know, work his tail end off?
I had to cover for him.
He had to cover for me on Friday.
Oh, okay. All right. You owe him one.
Wait. And I'm going to be making up for that soon.
Because
yeah, I got my wedding coming up and my honeymoon.
You do?
Yes. Yeah, so he's going to be covering for me. Thank you, Tay, for that much.
Did you not mention to Scott that he's coming on with me every day you're gone?
Well, wait a minute. Where's the honeymoon?
Cancun.
How long have you guys been going out?
7 years.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness, you're legally married.
I know.
You don't even have to take a honeymoon, right?
She knows all the ins and outs. All right,
exactly.
You're good, brother.
Yeah. This is just for the party this weekend,
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly. Just to
we got the bachelor party.
That happened last weekend.
I didn't even ask you about it either.
Yeah, we'll talk about
that. Well, we'll do that.
Sounds pretty good for having his bachelor party.
I was going to say, I kind of agree with that. Well, Scott Warman.
You should have talked to me yesterday.
Oh, boy. Oh, we better move on. That could get dangerous. Scott, KMOX, Cardinals broadcast team. How about Tony La Russa? How good is this kid? This guy managing this year?
He wishes he was a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not his best managing job.
Hmm.
There's no doubt in my mind, and I don't care, and I will rip any, and I respect people who have been in the business for years, but Tony La Russa and he could rub you the wrong way, but yep. How Tony La Russa never got Manager of the Year after he kept his team together after his leading pitcher, Daryl Kyle, passed away in the middle of the season, and the team not only still maintained their hardcore play, made it to the playoffs, and just lost in the NLCS, still blows me away. And so I don't think any time in any way, shape, or form that managing job that that man did to keep that team together after a tragedy like that, no one in any form of sport, much less Major League Baseball, could ever top that managing job that Tony La Russa did that year when you lose one of your main people. And let's face it, these guys are like brothers. I mean, they're friends. Sure, if anybody's sure. played athletics, even on a high school or college level, you know how close you get with Absolutely. Your buddies like that. That's number one. Now, with that being said, it's funny because I talked about this after we got done with the network postgame yesterday on KMOX. Right now, 2 months plus, just 2 months and a week into this thing, I think this is the second best managing job that Tony has done since, you know, all the cards that have been dealt in pretty much a negative way. Just think, you know, when guys start coming back, when the David Freezes start coming back, sure. everybody starts getting healthy. I mean, it could be scary for other teams in the National League Central. The team to watch, I told you guys the last time I was on with you, I always thought Cincinnati might be the team, and I picked them to win the Central. Milwaukee, this three-game series coming up this weekend in Milwaukee between the Cards and the Brewers, that's going to be really interesting at the Miller Park, no doubt about it.
2002, right, was the year Daryl Kyle passed away, I believe.
Correct.
And that's
Wrigley Field.
That's great. That's interesting. That's interesting. Interesting take on that. Lance Lynn, I thought he had a pretty good appearance.
He started out well. I think he got a little bit weaker as the game went on, but I think for all intents and purposes, I thought he did a nice job. And he'll be pitching, I believe, on Thursday night against Hap in Houston in the final game of that three-game set. You know, they were really impressed with him, and he was, you know, I think he was one of the last guys that they had sent down to Memphis before they made their final 25-man roster. I think for the most part, they're happy with him. I think they maybe expected, from what I've been able to gather, a little bit more out of Memphis than what he had. His numbers weren't that great. I think when he gets called back down to Memphis, when McClellan's back, if something would happen again, they're really working Mitchell Boggs, guys, down there. He's only up to almost about five innings pitch because they're trying to work up his strength and stamina. As a starter. But if that would happen again, I think you would see Mitchell Boggs make the return if they needed another starter come later on the season. Knock on wood, that doesn't happen to this team, but I think that's pretty much the angle that would happen with this ball club. And just to let you know also, if you didn't catch it during the pregame show earlier this weekend, Shelby Miller, their top prospect, was called up to Springfield, and he struck out seven in, I think, six innings or five-plus innings pitched. And his first game was AA Springfield, Missouri, obviously.
Yes.
And it looks like things are turning up positive for the Cardinals and their organization, you know, with a young man like Shelby Miller and also Zach Cox, their first round draft pick from last year. Zach has been hitting the ball very nicely. Talked to someone from Springfield, Missouri, covers the team, who was up at the ballpark over the weekend, and they were telling me that Miller and Cox both look pretty darn good right now.
Scott Warman, KMOX, Cardinals broadcast team. We always enjoy having you on, and thank you again.
I'm just waiting for my invite to all these parties, that's all.
Scott's thinking, I need to hang around a lot of Jeremy Morrow.
There's a lot of parties.
There's a lot of parties. I need to make a trip to Central Illinois. What the heck am I doing here?
You're working too much, Scott.
I think so.
Well, Scott, thanks again, my man, and we'll talk to you soon. All right.
Thanks,
Scott. Scott Warman, KMOX. Oh, that's funny. I didn't know I was going to get in trouble, although Claiborne did throw my name out again.
Oh, you big shot. You got to tell me this when we come back. All right. We got to hit a break.
Tan J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.